Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is Friday, August 10th, 2001. In the Creekside room this afternoon is Tom Bracken. Today's session number is BRT 2001-05, and it's titled, His Name, Paul Stuckey. Let's listen in.
Move on, announcements. What is that?
Glad to come.
If anyone needs help with hearing, no one, everybody can hear all right? That's the first. There are devices available. The other is that there are tapes of these available if you should choose to purchase them, or later if you come back to Holden and want to hear them, you can hear them. My name is Tom Bracken. I'm from Lamavia, Minnesota. As for my last four talks, I'm not qualified to give this one. I've had different qualifications for each one, and my qualification for this one is that I really love the music of Paul Stuckey, and it's meant a lot to me, which is why I chose to give this talk. And I kind of thought it'd be the least popular of the times that we've had together on such a hot day. But here we are, pretty crowded. Anybody still having trouble getting a chair? Okay. And I'm the most nervous, mostly because my daughters and my wife and Christy are here. And it started. And of course, the one thing I need, I don't have. Just going to sing a little bit of a song you might just remember. See what memories it brings back for you. Attention to the words. How many had it at their wedding? Did we have it at our wedding? How many had it at their wedding? I was there. And nobody here
what
had this
was that?
You did.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it done poorly? Yeah. This song could be done
really poorly.
The first time I ever sang at a wedding, I sang this song and I got lost. because the verses are not the same, and I got lost. It was terrible. And I also, I don't know if you agree with me, I hate that organ accompaniment thing.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But only a couple people had it at their wedding. I've sung it at least at 10 weddings. Well, I don't want to just talk about Paul Stuckey. We're going to talk about Christian artists. But we'll start with Paul Stuckey. I searched and searched today and can't find out when he was born. I think he is about 62 or 63, from New York, got a degree in photography, I think at NYU, and was just goofing around in Greenwich Village and hooked up with Mary Travers and Peter Uro. Mm-hmm. And they started singing folk music. And I can clearly remember up at the lake in Minnesota hearing these guys singing these songs like, "Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat." What was that about, by the way? I had no idea. And then, somebody asked me, I think Jay asked me, how do you learn to play guitar? You have to be a bored teenage boy. That's the best way. All Leo Kottke did was sit in his basement for about 2 years. And you have to learn the song. And I'll see if you start singing it. Do you know this? The hammer in the evening. Oh, Stuckey, and as he grew up, everybody called him Noel. But what is this? Peter Noel and Mary. Say that. Peter Noel and Mary. And he kind of makes fun of it here. His first album, Paul and Mary. And a couple things happened. First is he ran into a guy named, in Minnesota we call him Bobby Zimmerman, Bob Dylan. Who lived above the Gray's Drugstore in Dickeytown, if you've been to Dickeytown. They just sold Bob Dylan's house in Duluth for just $80,000, just sold it for what it was worth. And he said, "You gotta read scripture, man." I don't know if anybody ever took anything else Dylan said seriously. And then he was in Austin, Texas, and there was this really sad-looking guy that said, I want to talk to you after the concert. He said, "Well, okay, I'll make some time for you." After the concert, he came up and talked to me. He says, "You know, we need the Lord." And that kind of troubled Paul, and he listened to him, and after a while took it seriously, and that brought him kicking and screaming into a Christian conversion. He was not an active Christian prior to that. This was a problem for Peter, Paul, and Mary, because this was kind of disruptive in their group. Because you know what New Time Christians are like. They want to scream it out and talk about it. They didn't really like that at their concerts he would go up and talk about his relationship with Jesus. And if you've been to a Peter, Paul, and Mary concert, they all do a little bit of their solo stuff. And his stuff was just pretty religious, so they broke up for a while there. Then he put out his first album. And in the summer, my best friend, who's now my wife, and I used to go out to the library and they had albums you could take out, and I found this album. And I brought it home, and I heard this. It's not written by him, it's by Arlo Guthrie, who's also a Christian. They were tuning in the beginning of the... it's a joke. Please, Rich, laugh at my jokes, would you? Still not happy. This weather is tough on this thing. Sue, you gotta know it. Somebody's gonna be nervous. It's right here, though. Sun come up while I was singing this song. Listened to it 1,400 times. I've played the song a million times. And one thing that happens to us is we've all got these little tape recorders in our head. And, you know, walking up Holden Lake, it was, oh, Rio. Weston went up with no trouble. My wife went up with no trouble. Squirrels go up with no trouble. I barely made it. But this was the first time it just went right into my soul, and I felt like this was somebody that was going to help me through life. And I'll get to another thing that he wrote later on that I've been hearing over and over in my head without even thinking about it this week. Anybody else think of an artist that just came into their soul like that? You can remember when they first heard it. And anybody else?
Well, it was the same movie, but it was lions and tigers and bears. All
up the hole. Yeah. Anybody else have a Christian artist? Sticking to the question, Greg. That was a really interesting answer to that question.
Amy Grant got me through college, and it's like, oh, now I look back and I see how old she's gotten. But she's gone off in contemporary.
She's
whatever.
Younger than you.
Same age, exactly.
My word is a lamp to your feet. Yeah. She wrote some just gorgeous music. Anybody else? Well, there are Christian artists that help you along your way.
Bach.
Bach is for many. I think Bach, I'm sure other people, most of you know better than I do, was a very devoted Christian. And if you understand music, which I don't that well, we do not appreciate what he did to music and what music would be without him. But you know, some of his stuff was incredible. Anyone else? Question?
Yeah, Patty Roberts.
Patty Roberts?
Mm-hmm. Richard Roberts' first wife.
Oh? Is that popular music? Or?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was, and We Shall Behold Him. Mm-hmm. Also then, the Sandy Patty picked that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good stuff. Anyone else? Can you think of any other artists that became Christians and went from, you know, being secular artists to becoming open Christians and declaring their faith?
Pat, somebody.
You know, Mason Prophet, who was a bluegrass performer, did that, but he died in a plane crash. And Bob Dylan kind of did, but who knows where he is with anything.
I want to say John Denver, but
I don't know what his religious background was besides Goofy, but Arnold Guthrie is a, you know, you've heard the Alice's Restaurant, and he was another one.
What about Johnny Cash, or was that?
Yeah, I think, and Merle Haggard, I think their faith is very important to them. I mean, Johnny Cash had a pretty troubled young adulthood.
They really needed to get something they were going.
Yeah.
Well, Barbara Mandrell.
Debbie Boone.
Barbara Mandrell, Debbie Boone. So a characteristic of Christian artists is that they're Christians. And there's some people that aren't very Christian that write amazing Christian music, which I'm not sure how to feel about that. I like it better when I know they have some faith behind it. I don't know how much faith Verdi had. One of my favorite pieces of music is the Verdi Requiem. Did he have strong faith? I don't know. He didn't. He wasn't within the church. The other thing, another characteristic of Christian artists is that they're inspired from by Scripture. And this is going to be really embarrassing, but I'm just going to take these out. Yeah. This is his house in Blue Hill, Maine. He took a hen house and converted it into a Christian recording studio. And he said when it rained, you could still detect the original inhabitants. It would be terrible if I forgot the words to this one, but it's possible. The Lord is
severed, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Evening hour.
unworthy respect, I bow down. There we were, angry and naked, looking for someone to blame. Our big bodies were aching and the babies were crying. Each day looked so much the same. I tell you people, this journey is crazy. I've heard someone say it is great. How long will it be till we realize our folly and get back to where we were safe?
Care from all the people who had turned away from
From what the prophets say, what the prophets say, but he'll come a time when the hearts of all the people will encloud their minds, and the sun comes to shine.
This is better on the album.
There was a girl. She was waiting for the someone who could sing a song. When that boy came along, oh what a sound. When they finally found the one who loved them above them, clouds of gray, which had once been filled with rain.
Thank you. Bible of short friends. The hunter is assisted by a devil. And if $60 million seems too much to spend, it'll get Salvador. They say for a half a billion they can do it right. Buy more pain and burn on me. Until there's not a living thing around in El Salvador. They'll continue training troops in the USA and watch the nuns that got away and teach the military band simply south of the border. And killing people to set them free. Who would despise our liberty? Don't you think it's time to leave El Salvador?
This was not something he wrote in New York City and you know, was no risk for him. They went there. Peter, Paul, Mary were there. This is also Peter, Paul, Mary's song, although he wrote it. And it was dangerous to be there if they knew that you were on the wrong side. So even though the Americans have been hurt, they were protested in most places. Christian artists playing the gospel, sometimes they get into prophecy. We were talking about Hal Lindsey the other night, and it wasn't real favorable. I can hear Rich laughing back there. See, the problem is in church, he's our pastor, that he knows I'm out in the audience laughing at him and biting back retorts, and now he's really all week had a chance to get even with me, which has not been entirely pleasant. That's been great. But I just love the way that Paul Stuckey gets into prophecy, because he couches it in a little less certain terms, a little more mysterious terms, and a little less exclusive terms. You know, the Left Behind books, the people that aren't Christians, well, you know, either you get on the right-wing Christian bandwagon or you're left behind. And he leaves a lot more doors open. And the last part of this song is the one that I've been listening to all week in my head. And maybe it'll be in your head now, whether you like it or not. Don't you hate that when you get that song in your head? All I have to do is go up to my nurse that I work with every day and go, rub, rub here, rub, rub there. And she's got that in her head when he hates me. This is called John Henry Bosworth. And another thing I like about this song is I have like a great, 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 great grandfather named John Bosworth. So I think it was meant for me to do this song. And I've changed a little bit of the words because it's 20 years later.
All day long, the highway they went winging.
family on the farm. Elizabeth is sitting knitting from a ball of yarn. Kool-Aid's in the kitchen, buttons up in her bed. Johnny takes a long pull on his pipe and lays his head back in the easy chair with a good book in his hands. He bows again and thanks the Lord for making him a lucky man with a song that he's been singing. And they wave to the people and the bands. All day long, highway they were waiting, headed for their paradise. John Henry Bosworth, 2004. City's dead, sky is red, and there's a knock on the door. Every piece of scripture, every prayer he prayed, had brought him to this moment of this particular day. Open the doors, he cried, let the brothers and the sisters inside. I've got everything to give now, nothing left to hide. With a song that he'd been singing, and they waved to the people at the bands. All day long, highway they went away, headed for their paradise at last. And I was wondering if you had been to the mountain. Look at the valley below. Did you see all the roads tangled down in the valley? Did you know which way to go? Oh, the mountain streams run pure and clear, and I wish to my soul that you could always be here. But there's a reason for living way down in the valley.
About it, they had a staff meeting, and one of my new friends here came up and just wondering, what's this is just too good. How am I going to ever go home? The mountain streams run pure and clear. I wish to this, my soul I could always be here, but there's a reason for living way down in the valley that only the mountain knows. And that's gotten me through coming home from Holden, assuming you have to go home. I'm already dreading it.
Tom, have you ever been to like Spirit Fest?
There.
What's that?
It's where We Fest is in Minnesota.
Oh, it's like We Fest, which is country music. A lot of Christian bands or something.
Yeah, Point of Grace and Michael W. Smith and those. But you know what gets me is folk music. You can hear the words, and they're not ashamed to print them on the inside and. You can really hear it, and it's soothing. I mean,
I'm not a big fan of Christian rock music. Right. I mean, it's fine, but it's. I'd much rather listen to Beethoven or something like that.
With your youth and your church, I'm sure you played some of this, or with Rich. Or...
Actually, the next one I played, well, you know, you have a children's sermon. I think I got stuck doing the sermon 1 week. That happens rarely. And not because, just people in the country, so Rich gets a weekend off. And I did this song for them. And I was surprised because they got it. So we'll see if you guys get it. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. It starts out kind of muddled here, but we'll get into it. This is about Pokey the Rodeo Clown. This is about Jesus. Okay. Music for the wedding song, there's no author written. author listed on the sheet music. You okay?
Fine. Just
And that's because he claims he was so inspired that he didn't want to take credit for it. And he's done this in about two or three of his songs. And it says Public Domain Foundation, which makes you think, well, it's in the public domain with, like, you know, Happy Birthday or something, which means I can do it without worrying about copyright. We're actually probably breaking copyright because these tapes are for sale of his stuff. I'm sure he doesn't care. But all the money from that song went to worthy causes, including struggling Christian artists. So it was a... Even the song itself was a miracle, and people were very surprised when he first performed it at Peter's wedding. Let's see, where were we on this? We'll finish it off singing it together, and then we'll be done. Well, then, what's to be the reason for becoming man and wife? Is it love that brings you here?
Take care of that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Did they help me out over there?
It was a treat.
So now you don't hear a lot of the music. Oh, thanks. Son, you're quite talented.
Well, this is the only talents I have. I can't do anything else.
Fishhooks and guitars.
Fishhooks and guitars.
I wanted to ask you, didn't Paul Stuckey write a song? It was a one-note song?
There's a one-note melody, and it's come to set you free.
Or something like that, is that what it's called, one-note melody?
Yeah, it's off his live album. I don't have that here.
Huh. Well, I'll have to remember that name. Thanks.
It feels like... I didn't look at you the whole time.
See, the piece that went through your head all week is the text in Mumbo Jumbo.
Yeah. Actually, I forgot to hand it out. I didn't get it out in time. I got it written down here. There's the right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they celebrated my 50th at Luther, guess how they opened it up?
I can't imagine.
Turn.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I just broke.
Yeah.
They brought back a gal that was just incredible singing that style, you know? Okay, so do you have several of these?
Oh, yeah, I should have gotten them on. I forgot to. This is on. I don't know where this is.
I'll show you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Weston. I really enjoyed your Babette's Feast talk. Oh, it kind of felt like it was a black and white movie.